It's Friday morning when we're joined by the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks, for our weekly feature, The Business Intelligence Report. Adam, it's the time of year when a lot of people are thinking about health care. Many private employers' option periods just wrapped up, and this past Saturday, enrollment opened for the Affordable Care Act. And there was a fascinating story in the Journal Record this week from Sarah Terry Kobo about hospitals using online appointment booking methods to try to improve efficiency.
Yeah, that's right. Here locally, St. Anthony uses a system called InQuicker, and that goes to all four of their facilities in the area. They handle about 4,000 patients a month that way. And really what it's meant to do is keep people not waiting in the waiting room as long. They want shorter wait times. It's good for people. They get less frustrated. They don't feel like they're sitting around next to infectious people all day. But the hospital really wants people to know that, of course, that's not for life-threatening situations. If you have chest pains, don't get online and make an appointment. Just show up, and they will see you very quickly.
So that's what St. Anthony is doing. A lot of the other hospitals in Oklahoma City, like Integris, Mercy, and the OU Medical System, they haven't adopted this InQuicker online booking system, but they've actually looked across the Pacific to Japanese automakers for inspiration. They're using lean principles from Toyota's manufacturing line, and one example an Integris doctor gave, it helped them shave 19 minutes off the time it took a physician to administer an anticoagulant to a stroke patient. Tell me more about some of the success Integris has had.
Yeah, that's right. They still want to cut wait times in the ER, of course. But what they say is, you know, a problem in the ER is not just too many people showing up. It is across the whole supply chain. It's like when you're building a car, you need to get the right parts in the right place at the right time. And what the hospitals say is, okay, if we've got too many people backed up in the ER, maybe that's not a problem there. Maybe it means that in the critical care unit, we don't have enough beds ready, which means people stay in the ER, which means people stay in the waiting room. So they're looking at all kinds of ways to get things faster. One of them, for example, at Baptist, patients now see a doctor first rather than seeing a nurse and then waiting for a doctor. That's lowered the number of patients leaving without treatment. Other hospitals, they do things like have nurses do blood draws at beds and do testing right there rather than waiting for a lab. And in some cases, that can cut the time that a heart attack patient gets to the cath lab by 90 minutes, which can make a big difference in how the patient recovers.
So it seems like there are two competing methods of efficiency here. Is one going to win out? Will Integris and Mercy and OU eventually adopt the St. Anthony online model or vice versa?
You know, I'm not sure. It's probably a combination of those two things. I think probably all hospitals can benefit from efficiency across their whole operations. That'll save them money and perhaps save patients and insurers money down the road. And it also, you know, points to the idea that maybe people don't need to go to the ER sometimes. If you're going for somewhat routine care or less of a major illness, then what a lot of hospitals want you to do is go to an urgent care clinic or something in the retail market that can be a little faster, it can be a little cheaper, and you know that frees up resources in the ER for people who really do have an emergency.
Well, here's hoping neither one of us has to find out firsthand just how efficient Oklahoma City's emergency rooms are anytime in the near future.
Definitely.
Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record newspaper, and he joins us each Friday for the Business Intelligence Report. Adam, we're going to take a week off to enjoy the long Thanksgiving holiday, but we'll look forward to talking to you again in December.
Sounds good. Have a good holiday.